How about Kiva Rosenbaum?
No shiur tomorrow night. Just
thank you.
No shiur tomorrow night. It's cancelled. Because there's something on the Jewish high. It's cancelled.
Oh. For organizing, it's a very chashuv zach. For a long time, Red has been going on start the day of the Torah way, and it's a very chashuv zach to end the day also the Torah way. I used to think it's not such a good thing just to start the day of the Torah way. You have to have the whole day of the Torah way to start and to end. I heard from Adam Godwin in Shalim once that in Megillah it says there's a halacha about Megillah that it's okay as long as you've got most of the Megillah, it's okay. As long as most of it's written on the kaf, then you're okay. But the Rashba says that that's only if you've got the beginning and the end written on the Megillah. If you've got the beginning and you've got the end, even if it's missing in the middle, as long as you've got the majority, then it's a kosher Megillah. But if it's missing the first few words of the Megillah, or it's missing the last few words of the Megillah, you can have as much as you want in the middle, it's no good. It's a non-starter. What's pshat? You see from here the chashivas of the beginning and the end of the zach. That's kaviyah for the whole thing. And afterwards, even if in the middle, whatever happened, you've got the whole thing. So kaviyah, that's true also. As long as if you start the day in the right way, and you end the day the Torah way, even in the middle, we're busy with everything that we have to do, but the whole day becomes a Torah dika day. Stak a very chashivah zach. I wish of simcha, b'shem, and zarkelu. Asach asach, brocha and atzlocha. Tonight, on the notice, it says the brachas of Nissan. I thought we were going to speak about a few brachas of Nissan. I didn't know there's so much to talk about Birkas Ilanus. But in the end, after looking into it, I saw a lot of shaydos come up about Birkas Ilanus. So tonight we're going to discuss Birkas Ilanus, Bez Hashem. And I saw the Kavach Chaim writes that someone that's careful about Birkas Ilanus and does it with Kavana, then he's zeicher that it says about him the pasuk Rei Reach Bnei Kareach Hasodeh Asher Birkas Hashem. That's the pasuk that Yitzchak said before he gave the brachas. And as we know, it says that the brachas that he gave was on Seder night. So through Birkas Ilanus and Mezeicha to the brachas taka, like it carries on, V'yitinucha, through the Birkas Ilanus, Mezeicha to the brachas taka, that Yitzchak Avinu gave taka in Nissan. So we're going to go through, Bez Hashem, a few shailos in Birkas Ilanus. So the makor of the bracha is the Gemara and brachas, Daf Mem Gimel. A short Gemara, the Gemara says, Hai man, the nafik b'yeim in Nissan. Someone that goes out in Nissan. V'chazi ilana the kamalavlev and he sees the trees are blossoming. Oyma, he says, Baruch shalichisa b'ilam miklum, uvara v'ibriyas toives, v'ilanis toives, lehanes v'hem b'nei avam. So the question is, number one, we'll just talk about the nusach of the brach. Everyone knows that the nusach of the Gemara that we just said is shalichisa b'ilam miklum. And if you look in the Siddur, it says shalichisa b'ilam midava. So the question is, what do you do? So I saw tonight, they bring down somebody once came into the Brisker Rav on Shchedesh Nissan, and he said to the Brisker Rav, Mistoma, we say the Nusach that says in the Gemara and the Rambam, Shlechisa Be'ilam Ikrum. Brisker Rav says when it comes to brachas, then the Siddur, we go with what it says in the Siddur. That's what Brisker Rav said, Shlechisa Be'ilam Idova. And on the other hand, we've got the Minchas Yitzchak in his Shuvas that he says that we don't change from what it says in the Gemara and the Rambam. In the Gemara it says, Shlechisa Be'ilam Ikrum, that's the Nusach HaBracha. So whichever one, everyone should do like that minhag, shlichisa b'ilam miklum, shlichisa b'ilam midova. Oh, so the first shaila that we're going to discuss tonight is on which trees do we say Birkas Ilanus? On which trees do we say? So in the nusach of the Gemara it says, v'chaza ilana the kamal avriva. He sees trees that are blossoming. It doesn't say which trees. Which trees? The rabbi Moses doesn't mention which tree. It's mashma any trees afshar. And the Yavetz in the Sefer Mirik Tzir, he's of the opinion that you can say Birkas Ilanus on any tree, even Ilan Yisrak, even on a tree which is not bearing fruit b'chlal, never bore fruit.
I thought I mean fruit trees blossom.
Oh, yeah. So you can have trees with flowers on as well. And the Yavetz even has a suffolk about flowers themselves. It's an amazing suffolk that the Mirik Tzir has in the Sefer, that maybe even on flowers you can say. And he's a shtikel shita yechidah. Most poskim don't go with that. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down, like the Behetev, that brings down also, that the only trees that we make on, it's patterned in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish, Chav Vav. The Mishnah Berurah paskins. Oh, it's good.
Beautiful. It says ve'af beperach davka beilonei machel davka from ilonei machel shemizeh haperach osig lesgadol pri. Like you said, and that's davka v'milag that we go with, that we only make on trees, which are on fruit trees, right? Only on fruit trees. And pashtos, even to make on anything which is not a fruit tree, is not even a suffolk. The Ishal Avram is interesting. The Ishal Avram in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, not from the Prima Garden, the Ishal Avram of the Buchacharov, he says that maybe there is a suffolk that one should make even on trees which don't bear fruit. And he says, interesting Zach, in his times, it was very uncommon to see someone making Birkas Ilanos. It wasn't heard of so much. And he says, why not? He says, maybe it comes from this. That he says the trees which don't bear fruit, they bring their flowers forth before the fruit trees. That's how it goes in the Seder. And he's of the opinion, we'll discuss this later at this time, he holds that if you've already seen once and you didn't make a brocha, then you can't make the brocha later. So he says that's where the brocha got stuck. He says we saw the trees at the beginning, which were not fruit trees, that already brought forth blossoms and flowers. Well, we didn't yet make a brocha, because maybe you can't make a brocha. And when the fruit trees come along and bring their flowers, then maybe you've already seen it and you've missed it, because you can't make it. Once you've already seen it, you haven't made the brocha, then you can't make it. So maybe that's why, in his time, he said it wasn't so common to make the brocha at all, because we just lost it. So you see, he takes into Cheshbon Taka this shitta that maybe you make even on things which are not fruit trees. But the other poskim don't mention it b'chlal, and that's how we pass things, only make on fruit trees. Oh, Rabbi Beigel's got a very interesting stuff. That goes in Shulchan Aruch. He says, what about a tree of Orlo? We know the first three years of a fruit tree, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. So the question is, can he make a bracha on the fruit of Orlo? What's a shayla? So the shayla says, what's the bracha? Lehon is ben b'ni Adam. Now which hana? Oh, also lehon, so you can't have hana from it. You can't eat it. So, oh, it's hana from looking at it. Oh, but what hana do I have looking at something that I can't enjoy? What's the hana I'm going to have? There's an interesting Zachal Orach HaShulchan says, he discusses why do we only make on fruits and not on vegetables? What if we have a tomato tree, tomato plant, tomato bush, we don't make on that. Dach ilonis. He says a very interesting Zach. He says that the main bracha over here is that we're thanking Hashem for the fruits that we have that are not essentials. There are some fruits like which are more like vegetables, which are essential for a person. They have the vitamins and everything are things a person needs. On the other hand, he said fruits are things which a person can manage without, but they're very geschmack, they're very enjoyable. He doesn't bring this, but I think he's referring to Tesis and Brochus. Tesis says that what's planned in the Brochus? Burning the foshes rabbis for chesrinon. Al kol masha baros and achiz ben nefesh kol chai. What are the two things? Chesrinon and achiz ben nefesh kol chai. So Tesis says that chesrinon means the things that person needs, the essentials that we have to have. And besides that, we say al kol masha baros and achiz ben nefesh kol chai. All the extra zachen, all the extra things that Hashem made for us to enjoy. And Tesis says kagoyin tapuchim. For example, apples. So he says the Aruch HaShulchan that the main brocha of here is that we're thanking Hashem even for the extra zachen that Hashem made, which is fruit. Mashenkin the vegetables, which are more essential, and that we're not misakin the brocha. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. So Rabbi Kveik is going also with this understanding that the brocha is on the hana of eating. And the main is got a suffolk that maybe, says Mr. Pakti, maybe you can't make on the brocha, maybe you can't make a brocha on the fruit tree which is in the first 3 years. Oh, but let's hope I'll be generous enough. And you're welcome to come to my garden. Well, sorry? Yeah, it doesn't have to be your own, absolutely. So what's I can't eat it. The fact is that I'm going to ask the owner. Everyone every year can come and enjoy and eat from this fruit tree. Oh, if it says no, so that's like a zaydik ikku. But if it's also, if it's also something that I can't, it's not possible to have or not, that Rabbi Kreger says a suffer. He says, interesting Zach, what happens if you're not sure if it's in the first 3 years? I don't know. So now there's an interesting halacha in Chutz La'aretz, since it's only Rabbanon, there's then Suffolk Orlo and Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. So if it's Taka or Suffolk, you have to know, I'm not going into this now. I'm not sure what's called a Suffolk. Is it enough that it's a Suffolk by me, or does it have to be a Suffolk by everyone? Maybe it has to be a Suffolk by everyone. But Suffolk Orlo, if it's unknown whether it's Orlo or not, then Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. So therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, if you've got a Suffolk whether it's Orlo or not, then you can still go ahead and make a bracha. So Akapon, we see from Rabbi Kreger that the Hano that we're making a bracha on is Taka Hano of eating. On the other hand, according to the Yavetz that we said before, that you can even make, maybe even on flowers, nobody eats flowers, right? So he obviously learned that the hanor that we're making the bracha on is the hanor that we're enjoying the geshmak of flowers. So according to that yaivut that says you can make on flowers, then obviously you can make on orla. It's not worse than a tree which doesn't have fruit bichlal. So we see again, I'm just bringing a raya from a bepeka that he went, not like the opinion of the yaivut. Obviously it has to be a fruit tree. There's another interesting shaila that the Ishla Avram discusses. Do you have to see the tree in the ground? Do you have to see it planted? What happens if somebody comes inside here and brings a branch from a tree with the blossoms on, you can see fresh, just grew this year. Is it enough to make a bracha on the branch? That's the shaila of Ishla Avram. Oh. So that's one topic that the person say, maybe it's not called Ilan, it's just like Mar's Ilanus. Oh. And the Ikka thing I wanted to come to is what you're mentioning over here, that the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka Beilani Machel Shemizeh HaPerach Osid Liosgadol Pri. From this blossom it's going to grow a fruit. Once it's already been uprooted, it's not going to grow a fruit. Maybe you can plant it again, that's something else. But in the way it is now, no fruit is going to grow from it. So the suffix of the Ishla Avram could also be tailored again on this shayla. What is the hanor that we're making the bracha on? Are we making a bracha on the hanor that I'm enjoying this nice flower? That's the opinion of the Miru Ketzia that we don't really go with. But the other person will say the hanor is that we're going to be able to eat it. So according to that, Ken Zayin, not only does it have to be from a tree that you can eat the fruit, it has to be that from this blossom you can eat the fruit. In the Tshuvas of David Mesharim, he says, even if the bracha is on the hanor of the fruit, then maybe it doesn't have to be that from this tree I'm going to get the fruit. So he goes into the shayla of orla, and he wants to say that I get a simcha and I see the fruit beginning to grow. It doesn't make a difference if I can eat this fruit. Like I mentioned before, maybe a lot of times I can't get to the fruit, it's not mine. I'm making a bracha that I see the fruit beginning to grow, and maybe I can still make. That's a berry of the china. I'm not sure. You can't, why can't you eat them?
Poison.
It's poison, then the crash does not, the chayin.
Yeah,
it's even worse, it could be, it's even worse. Chamir sakam to me yisur, if it's something sakana. I think it's a culture came from Rupega. Rupega says that even the isad makes that you can't, chamir sakam to me yisur, then you can't. Now the next shayla is, the title of tonight's shiur was the brachas of Nissan. It's quite a controversial shayla whether the bracha of Birkas Ilanos is a dafka a bracha of Nissan or not. Where does it come from, Nissan? The lashon of the Gemara. We saw the Gemara. The Gemara starts off, "Hi man, the nafik b'yem in Nissan." A person that goes out in Nissan. So the question. Oh, it could be a starting point. Could be that's just oh. So a lot of people can say that's just Mr. Bro Taka goes like this. That urcha de milsa nakat. Bimei nesan urcha de milsa nakat. It's just that's the normal time when the trees start blossoming. And they bring her a tvor, and Rosh Hashanah says, he said, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Fidalov, the same Gemara, says, every place according to where it's normal. You ask people from South Africa, Takahid, that they make over there in Elu, in Australia, and then they make in Cheshvan. But one interesting zach, the Hartzvi points out that the tvor says, each place according to the time when it begins to blossom. That's all the Tzvah says. You can't bring a raya from there that maybe over here you can also say in Sivan. Maybe not. Maybe each place in the month that begins to grow. And that's how he goes, Taka. The Haaretz Yipaskens, each place in the month that begins to grow, that's when you can make the bracha. Over here, this year, it's a lot of times it only comes at the end of Nisan, beginning of year. Avad al Alocha, the person can say that one can still make even in Iyar. Maybe the chatchila, the person says, "Pi kabbalah." There's an inyan to chaperayin as much as he can in this sand. But if not, avadi can still make in here. There is an interesting shaila. What happens if someone that goes from here and he already made a bracha in this sand? Let's say you take a holiday to South Africa for the summer holidays, and over there they just start beginning. That's when it starts growing. Are you going to make a new bracha then? For them, it's the beginning of the season. That's the time of the bracha. But the Holy Nosson, the place can bring down, is there. We don't make a bracha. The bracha was once for the whole year.
Once you see,
yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it for the whole year. Even if you go to a place where it's a new season, that's it.
In Australia, that's the next. Is that next year?
That's right. It's not Shalish Mom Mashana, that's right. Once a year. We'll conclude with one more shayla, and that is, do ladies make this bracha or not? The Har Tzvi actually discusses this shayla of each place has its time. So he talks about it. He said if it's confined to that month, if it's stuck confined to that month, then maybe it's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. And we know that mitzvah saseh that there's man is gerum, the nashma paturus.
But it says, like you said before, each place has its time. If you go around the world slowly enough, then you'll get every month. Yeah, so it's not going to be Zman Groma. And he says a bit more lumdish. He says, even if it will be 1 month, he brings down from the Turi Evan that Zman Groma is something that the time is going. If it's not the time, it's just because in this time it grows, that's not called Zman Groma. Zman Groma means something which could be the whole time. He brings it right from Bikurim. The Torah Evan says Bikurim is between Sukkos and Chanukah. Why? Because that's when the fruit are in the field. And he says, since the whole reason is because that's when the fruit is in the field, that's not called Zman Groma. Zman Groma means that it could be the whole time, and it's confined to a certain time. But if it's only because of a certain reason, that, let's say because this time the fruit is in the field, this time not, that's not called Zman Groma. I think the Zman Groma is from Arab now. Thank you very much. Have a good day on.
Thank you very much.